listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Do some odds and ends. We got a variety of things. A quick little throwaway just because it's so damn funny. Some guy got on the highway, the interstate in Philadelphia. He's on I-76 in Philadelphia, and he was riding a big wheel.
I watched the video of this this morning, and this guy's got some cojones.
Is he your hero?
It's so good.
It's the reaction of the cars around him. Like, one car is even trying to, like, cut him off, you know, to, like, stop him. And the guy's on a big wheel, so he just gently maneuvers around that and keeps right on going.
I'll say the video is not safe for work with your volume on, because the guy filming it drops the F-bomb about
several times.
15 times.
How fast does a big wheel go carrying a large human?
Not fast, Emily.
Not that fast. I remember that I was always so sad that I was not of the era to ride big wheels. I missed out on that. And then, what do you know, just a few years ago, they started putting out big wheels for adults.
Yeah, they're called golf carts, you lame.
Well, no, this is a... No, big wheel's so different. And I want one, and... I don't know, maybe what I'll do. You've seen those communities where people just drive around in their golf carts in like retirement communities? Mm-hmm. It might be more fun to have an adult big wheel to drive around in the community.
Come on through.
Get your exercise. Get your cardio.
Have a little juice box with you.
Yeah. Did you post the video?
No, it's too many F-bombs.
That's what I was thinking too. But
because I'm sure I'd hear about it.
Don't do it. There's no room for jokes.
Jeremy's
here.
On Facebook again.
But Google. What would we Google? Big wheel, Philadelphia Highway.
Yeah. It's like a trending video right now.
Mute it.
You'll be able to check it out. And then you wanted to talk about something else.
I do. There's. I might be the only... Well, no, I'm not the only weird one on the show, because Emily and I were talking about this. There's a new candle out that promises to fill your home with the smell of a brand new computer. And I want this. They're $24 from this company called 12 South, and it fills your house with the smell of a new electronics. And I... absolutely love the smell of new electronics. I recently got a new laptop. I opened that box and I huffed the hell out of it.
What are you guys talking about?
I got Nicole a new iWatch, and I opened it up and she was even like, what are you doing? Because I just cracked the corner of it and I went... It's like clean
and like oxygen, electric,
metal-y.
I never even noticed the smell.
I have pictures on my phone of when I got my laptop a few years ago, and I had someone take pictures of me as I was cracking it for the very first time. It's like new puppy smell, but like new laptop smell.
It's like new carpet and new paint. It's just kind of got
that clean smell. But I've never smelled a new laptop before.
The smell of electronics. You know those like compressed air things. That you like, you know, blow your junk out of your keys from. Like, dad used to have those growing up. And so, like, whenever I'll like huff those whenever I miss my dad, just to be like, oh, God. It's
I don't know if I would
It makes my heart happy.
Hold on just a second. Chris, are you an electronics smell junkie?
An electronics huffer?
I am
you
not.
Are,
no,
aren't you?
No, but I did read yesterday that October is the best month to buy your electronics. Cell phones, laptops,
why?
Blah, blah, blah. Because prices are down. This is the lowest price. And if you're lucky, you can run into a laptop that smells like pumpkin spice. So, I'm just saying.
So this candle is how much? $24?
$24.
You know, I wonder what other kind of... I bet they have all sorts of like good random, like maybe new car smell candles. Or like
new carpet, new paint.
Puppy breath candles.
I remember years ago complaining on this show that because I like burning candles in my house, but so many of them are... so chickish, you know, it's like chick stuff. I was like, we need like manly candles. And sure enough, there's a couple of different companies just in the last few years that have sprung up that do like fresh cut grass. Mm-hmm. They do like a new car.
Farm.
They have like farm. Hockey bag.
Yeah.
It's the Yankee candle. Didn't you get some of those, Jeremy? Don't you have those in your candle closet?
I don't have those in my candle closet. I think that might be too much for me.
Whatever.
The petting zoo one is too much. It's a little pungent.
So yeah, I guess they do make candles, and some listener even brought one by the radio. So here's, I feel kind of bad. A listener brought to the radio station years ago when I was talking about this, brought a candle and left it for me as a gift. But supposedly it was manly smell. I don't remember what the exact scent was.
It was like jock strap.
But I kid you not, I have never.
Yes, please continue.
I have never. It just was like a joke grenade. I've never once taken flame to this candle. It's still beside my bed in my bedroom.
Light it up, man.
Because, no, because it looks so cool.
It looks
too good to burn it, so I still use it as decoration in my bedroom. It has to have been at least 7-10 years or something.
Yeah, they can't make candles pretty because you're right. It's like their purpose on this planet to burn and smell and make us happy.
Yeah, it came with
you
a little.
You can't make them pretty.
Came with like a little metal, like a concave metal plate thing that holds it. It just looks so good. I'm like, I'm not going to waste it by burning it.
Dom, I think it's going to up your man card though. If you burn it even just a little bit, just to make the wick look like it's burned, there's a little, you know, round part that you burn it because, especially if it's next to your bed.
Yeah.
Because that means that you have set the mood at least once in there.
Yeah, and then your lady friend is like, you've never burned a candle with me. What's her name?
Yeah. Could be too late for Dom. But
and why does this room smell like jockstrap?
There's that.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.